Hey guys, what's up? It's Coach Mickey and I am here live at Talent on Parade. And today is a historical moment for our dance studio. I'm going to get all into that with our podcast today. So stay tuned with us right after this message. I'm going to tell you what makes this year's Talent on Parade so historical right after this. All right, we are back right here live on Dance Chat with Coach Mickey, and I'm sitting here at Talent on Parade down in Wichita. It's our last regional of the competition for the dance spot, and we just got off the stage, an historical moment, and I've got two of my dancers here. I've got Ryan, and I've got Justice sitting here with me, and they are going to be talking today live on here. Yes, I know, you were on last week's podcast, Tona. Let me do my podcast. Y'all want to jump in? You can jump in. Anyway, okay, so we just had a historical moment. Justice, I'm going to let you have the honors of saying what just happened that we just captured.
We just got our first double diamond.
That is huge for our studio. Getting a double diamond at Talent on Parade is something that we've been spending. How many years did you say it was that we had spent trying to get that double diamond, Ryan?
5 years.
Yeah, that's little Ryan. She's a little shy, she's a little quiet, but she is such a sassy little girl when she's on that stage. Anyway, it was so awesome. I'm not even going to tell you. I was expecting it for the hip hop. What did you think? Yeah?
I thought so too.
Like, I literally was sitting there going, oh my gosh, we didn't get it again. Dang it, because the hip hop was so good. I seriously was like, oh, that's definitely a double diamond.
Yeah. I think none of us actually thought we were going to get a double diamond for adoption once we heard that Prom
right?
was a diamond. Yeah,
I literally sat there and I went, what? And then all the moms were sitting around me. They started crying. It was crazy. What happened on stage, Ryan?
A lot of us cried.
Did you cry?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of? What happened with you, Justice?
I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah, Katie actually admitted to me when we were on stage that she actually started crying,
yeah,
like, big time.
She was.
What made me start crying was, like, of course I was excited that we had finally captured that double diamond, but it was because I'm sitting there filming, and I'm filming all the moms. They're all hugging, and they're crying, and then I turn the camera, and I look up on stage, and I had just turned it off, so I wish I wouldn't have turned it off. But I had just turned it off, and I look up there, and I see all of you guys hugging and crying. And this is literally the adjudication part of the competition.
Right.
It wasn't even like it was, you know, we won the championship or anything. We literally acted like we just won a national championship. It was so crazy. What was the feeling like for you? Like, you have struggled for that double time for how long now?
It was an awesome feeling. I mean, especially for us diamond girls, we've been wanting to get this double diamond for years now. And to finally have it, it's such an awesome feeling for all of us.
Yeah, what was your feeling when you got the category cup? How was that? Like,
even,
for the hip hop?
That was even more, like, that was awesome.
Yeah, years ago, if you go to our YouTube channel at Dance Spot Family Vlogs, you're going to see this really embarrassing video. Do you guys remember this video? I got a little Caitlin standing here. Caitlin, say hi.
Hi.
Do you remember the video we made years ago? And it was about a cup, a certain kind of a cup.
I was
Do
in
you
that
remember?
Video.
You were in that video, right?
Uh-huh.
Tona, do you remember the Golden Cup video?
Sadly.
So we have this old music video that I made. It was a fun little mockumentary. I think you're in it a lot, actually,
yeah.
Justice. Yeah.
So was I.
Were you in that one? Anyway, so it was all about how we had never captured a cup. And now getting a category cup is still awesome, but it's not like it was that first time when we got it.
Yeah.
And I had vowed then that I was going to wear it on my head like a hat, and I did. So you can go back to our old vlogs and see me do that at our first competition that we won that at. But now, what do we do with this double diamond? What do we do with this? What are we going to do with our first double diamond? I can't wear it like a hat because this is just a trophy.
We needed to, like, keep it in a safe, like, secure spot and just, like...
I feel like maybe it should have its own glass encasing moment. I don't know. Maybe I can put it... I was telling Ryan earlier that maybe what I could do is I'll just attach it to the front of my van. And then it could be a hood ornament for me. You know, that's what I'm thinking. So... Okay, sorry. All right, so we're gonna get off of here for right now. I'm gonna come back later. I'm gonna be talking with Coach Maddie. Maddie used to be a dancer with Justice. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Way back in the day. So even for Maddie, this is a big deal. And she was the one, actually, who choreographed adoption? Was that Courtney?
It was Courtney. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ryan wants to tell you about this. Okay, so when you win the first overalls, which we did with adoption, you also get a cool check. It's usually cash. And so Ryan was super excited. She took a picture of it, put it on your Snapchat. And what was the amount of that big old fat check?
$20. $25. $25.
Okay, so we'll come back and we'll talk more about that and everything else right after these messages. Stay tuned. Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying today's podcast, Dance Chat with Coach Mickey. But I wanted to remind you to go check out our YouTube channel. That's Dance Spot Family Vlogs. And there you're going to see all kinds of videos behind the scenes of what it's like owning a dance studio and going to dance competitions, recitals, and as well as some personal family vlogs that we like to upload on our channel. We upload about every other day, and you can be sure to get all of our videos by just hitting that subscribe button at the top of the YouTube channel, as well as making sure you hit that bell notification so that every time we upload a video, you'll be the first to see it. So be sure, go on over to YouTube, check it out, Dance Spot Family Vlogs. Hope to see you there. Okay. Hey guys, what's up? It's Coach Mickey. I am back here live at Talent on Parade, and we are talking about our big epic moment for our studio today. I know this podcast is going to sound a little silly and trivial, but this is a big deal for us, and I'm sitting here with my daughter, who also happened to be a former member and now is one of the head coaches of the studio. This is Coach Maddie. What's up, Coach Maddie?
Hey. Be quiet. I'm doing an interview. Sorry.
So,
she took it off.
So we are literally 5 years in the making. We've been going to Talent on Parade. What happened for you today, like having them win that? Was that a shock for you?
I mean, it was a shock for the routine that they wanted in because, you know, I was expecting it to be a different routine that they did.
The hip hop is what I thought.
Yeah. But I still think it was a really big deal and it was really good for them and I was super, super proud of them.
Did you cry?
No, I was just sitting there like, wait, what? Yeah. Colorblind? Yeah, we saw that. Yeah, but no, yeah, like it was a very like thank God finally happening kind of moment. So
yeah.
It was really fun and good for them. I'm proud of all of them so much. They, you know, work their butts off in practice and they sometimes get yelled at and I like knowing that it pays off.
And you know what? It was funny. Like, I was talking to Justice about it earlier, and she was saying that a lot of people were looking at him strangely, like, because it was only at the beginning of the adjudications, and all the kids were, like, hugging and crying on stage
yes.
and stuff like that. And same thing was going on in the audience with all the parents. Like, did you see the same reaction where studios, like, why
no,
are they,
because,
like,
okay,
flipping
so,
out
like,
over a double time?
When they were sitting on stage, they were sitting on, like, the right, and me and Courtney were backstage on the left, so I didn't really get to see the girls, but I did see Tona get up and, like, look around and was like, no, like, for real, that's a double diamond. We did it, for real. So, I mean, that was entertaining, but I didn't get to see the girls, but, you know, it's one of those things that when you work so hard and you have people constantly criticizing you and copying you, I mean, like, whatevs, but, like, constantly doing that, and then you finally get that double diamond, it's so worth it, and so, like, yeah, I'll keep doing all this. I told them if they don't pick up their trash before
she's talking
we leave,
to Courtney right
that
now.
They're doing circuits when we get back.
Yeah.
So.
So, do you have anything you want to say to the girls as far as, like, now that they've accomplished a double diamond?
You better get a double diamond every time. No, I'm just fine. Yeah, you heard that?
So how do you think the competition has been going so far here at Talent on Parade?
I mean, I hate the venue that we're in, but that's because the Nazi people won't let us bring food and drinks in. But, I mean, wink, wink. Yeah, totally didn't bring food in, wink, wink. But, yeah, no, it's going good, you know. I was talking to the girls earlier and Courtney earlier, and I have mixed emotions because I love Overland Park, and I love the Kansas City area because we know all the studios there. We've been going there for years and stuff. So, like, when they see us, they give us that respect that we all deserve because they know, like, yes, the dance spot has a name for themselves. They've been going there and stuff like that. But when we're here and there's, like, studios, like...
There's been a little bit of controversy here today, I'm not going to lie. We're not going to name call out anybody in particular,
like,
because the studio coaches have nothing to do with it. It's more of dance parents.
I don't know that
Well,
for
we
a
don't
fact.
Know that for a fact.
But, anyways,
but anyway,
like, they
tell them what's
okay,
basically
well, stop talking
gone
over
on.
Me.
Okay, got you.
God, Mom. Now I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, when we're here, like, people look at us like, yes, I get it. We have the YouTube video. Now Mom has this podcast. So people are like, oh, my God, the Dance Spot Girls. And they're just, like, staring at us, which is fine. I'm cool with that. Just come up and talk to us. Like, we're not mean or anything. But on the flip side, we also have people that know who we are because of that. And so they're, like, mad-dogging us. And those are the things that I don't like about this venue and the people here.
Yeah, like, literally the controversy that has been happening. So they hand out little certificate things that with your studio's name on it, and you go find a place to, like,
yeah,
have,
and you're supposed to share, by the
share,
way, guys.
Share locker rooms.
I talked to Mr. Joey about that. And Mr. Jason.
And
Mr. Matt.
People have been ripping off our signs.
Three
off
times.
Of the different... Yeah, we've literally moved three times.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, literally, we found it in the trash. One was ripped, and then the other one we can't even find.
Yeah, so I talked to the staff backstage, which we all homies. and Mr. Joe printed us off a new one, and he put us right next to them. But then he came back, him and the director, Kim, came back and asked me later if we could move. And I was like, yeah, that's fine, because they needed a dressing room for the boys. And they had this big one downstairs that nobody knows about because, one, you have to walk down a couple flights of stairs, which is making my side hurt. But, like, I'm cool with it because it's huge. It's super long, and it's nice. I like when people ask. Like, I wouldn't mind sharing and stuff like that, but... Just don't go tearing people's things off. Do you have Taco Bell? Oh, that's a makeup wipe. Never mind. Sorry. I'm starving.
We haven't eaten hardly at all today.
All
I think I had
a
hot dog.
Cup of fruit.
That nasty $4 hot dog from the concession stand, because that's all they can give you.
You had breakfast this morning. I was going
to
have
I did have breakfast. The breakfast this morning was like fire at the hotel. Oh, yeah? That was like a breakfast buffet.
My breakfast burrito is cooking in my car.
Got you. Nice, nice. Now, you guys did something else. Courtney did something for the moms because it is Mother's Day weekend. What'd they do for the moms?
We made the kids write a heartfelt letter on a card to their mothers. I'm not sure if all of the kids did this, but they were supposed to. And then we went and bought the moms roses and we gave them out roses. Yes, why? I'm
so if you have just tuned in or
bag.
If you
Thank
have
you.
Noticed that the audio changed, my little speaker that I use, my microphone, the cord wasn't plugged in. So the first half of it, I'm sure you can still hear us, but it's not as high our quality as it is now. And we keep getting interrupted because we are live from the Talent on Parade dance competition here in Wichita, Kansas. And we are actually on day number two. So it is like kids in the locker room and we're just sitting here talking and stuff like that.
And I'm a popular lady. Like,
yeah, she is. I'm not going to lie. Like, Madeline has got this thing with the top staff. I don't know what it is. It's always been that way since she was a dancer. She was like that. She has always been able to be buddy-buddy with the top staff.
Right,
it's so hilarious. So, like, when Aubrey was first born...
She was 5 days old.
She was 5 days old when we first brought her to the very first time to Talent on Parade at 5 days old. And she's pretty much like the top baby,
I
would say.
Kim asked me today. She was like, where's your daughter? And I was like, she couldn't come because she would have been running on the stage. And she was like, well, how old is she now? I'm like, she's three. And she's like, oh, yeah, she totally would have.
And it's so cute. There's this Nationals video we did. We just watched it the other day before we came here. And it's so adorable. Aubrey was so cute because she actually ran up to little Toppy and gave him a big ol' hug. It's like their mascot.
Yeah, Kim has a picture of that on her phone.
And if you guys don't know who Aubrey is, what we're talking about, Madeline has an adorable 3-year-old daughter, which means I'm a grandma.
What?
So.
Okay, we gotta go.
So we are gonna be going now. We are going into the jazz category for our last two soloists of the day. I'm hoping.
Okay, bye.
I'm hoping for another great run. Diamond for sure. I would love for them to get a double diamond or a place in the top 10. That would be awesome. But you never know. It's a tough competition. So anyway, all right, we are going to come back and I will be talking to you live back here at Talent on Parade at the end of the night, and maybe I'll get with some dance moms and I can get some of their reactions. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned. Have you ever considered dance for your kids? Do you live in the Burlingame or Alma areas? Well, this is your chance because this summer we've got some great classes opening up for dance and acrobatics, as well as next month in May, we'll be holding auditions for our 2020 competition teams. No dance experience required. Just come on out to our dance competition tryouts or message us on Facebook at The Dance Spot, or you can contact us at 785-304-9970. Come be a part of The Dance Spot family. We'd love to have you. What's up, everybody? You're back with Coach Mickey, and we are doing Dance Chat with Coach Mickey. We are no longer live from Talent on Parade because that was yesterday. I am now live outside of the dance spot here in Burlingame. I'm sitting here with some of our dance moms. I'm going to have them introduce themselves because I kind of screwed it up last time we tried to do it. And I'm going to ask also you guys tell me who your kid is and how they're involved. All right, here we go. I'm going down the line.
I'm Janice Hook, and my two granddaughters dance here. That would be Savannah Davis and Charlie Bean.
I'm Casey Hufford, and my daughter Addison dances here.
How long has she been dancing?
She's been dancing four or five years.
Yeah, quite a long time.
I'm Sarah, and my daughter is Jessica Pelkey, and I'll have Alexia Thompson this year join, and they've been dancing, well, Jessica's been dancing 2 years for the dance spot, almost three.
So we just got back from Talent on Parade. Now, their kids are dancing on the Emerald Company level. And Addison, Addie, is actually moving up to the Diamond Company level for the 2020 season. And we just went to Talent on Parade. We had a great, great event that happened, and you guys got to go check out that vlog that we're putting up on the YouTube. But I wanted to ask them what they thought of Talent on Parade, what their thoughts were. Anybody want to jump in and say what your thoughts were, how the competition went?
Well, I thought the competition went great. We had a lot of first-time solos. You know, solos can be very, very scary for the girls. They're out there all by themselves. Everybody's looking at them. And for them to gain some confidence, some self-esteem, I think at that competition, the judges appreciated all the girls for their routines and really judged them well for what they were doing. And I think it was good for the girls.
Yeah. And Addie's mom has been with us for many years, and Addie's actually competed at top a couple times before with her solo. So, and you love top, right?
Oh, yes, it is amazing compared to the other small competitions that we go to.
And for you, was this is your second time going to top, but for it was Jessica's first time doing a solo. Mm-hmm. How was that for you, like sitting in the stands? Were you freaking out?
I was nervous for her. And then, of course, everybody looked at me at the end because I was crying, because every time she dances up there by herself, I cry.
Oh, you're not the only mom that did that. I've done that for years. I still cry when all the kids dance because my kids are the coaches. So I'm sitting there going, oh my God, my kids are such great coaches. Look at these wonderful children. But yeah, I love Talent on Parade. It is literally like my favorite or my one of my top two favorite competitions. The staff is amazing. I love the way they do the awards. The awards go so fast at Talent on Parade. Oh my gosh. Not like at any other competition where you're sitting there forever waiting for it to get done. They get through it really fast. It's great. And what I love about it is the competition. Like, it's legit competing. You're not like in a situation where you're feeling like, I don't even know what the words to describe. Anybody can like jump in and like help me out here. But I really feel like Talent on Parade gets the best studios to go to their competition. I mean, it was amazing competition we were up against. So, I want to say I am really stoked about all your kids. I want to hear what your thoughts were when your kids got off the stage competing, especially for Janice and for you, Sarah. Like, your kids got diamonds. How was that for you guys, like, when they got off the stage, like, competing and then getting that adjudication? Were you freaking out?
Yeah, I was. I'm on the inside. But I was really proud of Savannah. She was proud of herself, and that's probably the most important thing, is the pride that she had in the job that she had done. And her teammates, the older girls, they take these younger girls under their wings, and, you know, when maybe the performance isn't as good, they talk to them about it and explain how things work. But this is allowing these younger girls to be a part, a bigger part of the dance spot. And I think that's what it's going to take for them to continue to improve.
Yeah. So what about for you?
I was visibly excited. I talked to Jessica before we went, and, you know, just I told her to expect, you know, a low rating because of the other competitions that she had gone to. But when they gave her a diamond, I started bawling. And, of course, she was excited. And, you know, that's what she was aiming for. And, you know, it was just really exciting, and for somebody to see like all the work that they had did, what, 8 months worth of, you know, training for, and she finally got noticed for, you know, doing all of that work. I felt that she was finally noticed for, you know, doing all that hard work.
So for you, with Addie, I know that Addie has like been on the fence off and on the last couple of years about whether or not she wants to do competition team. And when it gets stressful, she actually almost wanted to pull from that first time she did her solo. Tell me what the process has been with trying to keep Addie focused and wanting to like get through the rough patches. This is like advice for anybody who has like new kids that are in the dance competition world. Like, what have you done?
I have just made her come to practice and, you know, told her that, you know, she's not going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect, and it's going to take her years of
just getting through it.
Practice, yeah, to get through what she needs to get through, and not to look down on herself, for sure, you know.
Have you seen a change in Addie since she's been to the other competitions? Because her next one was much more successful, and then they had a great weekend at Top. I mean, have you seen a change? I just saw it when we were at practice. I mean, literally, it was just going over turns. She's super pumped about Diamond Company next year.
Yeah, she's very excited about Diamond. I mean, after her last, her second competition, she was ready to pull. Didn't want to dance anymore because of the rating they gave her. And, you know, she did deserve better. But talking her out of it and telling her to try, you know, another year on the Diamond and see how it was going to go. And she's really pumped about being back at it.
That's awesome. I mean, I know a lot of you guys have your kids also involved in school sports and stuff, and we all come from small towns, and sports is a huge thing for like girls around here, which is so weird to me because when I grew up, it wasn't like that. But how is it? Is it hard for you guys to like keep them from like, I don't know what it is, like an easy pull? Does that make sense? Like, as soon as it gets a little difficult in the dance world, is it harder for you to like keep them more focused in this than say like doing softball or whatever? Do they want to quit sooner in softball than they do in dance? That's the question I have.
You know, my two granddaughters are very competitive, and I don't know that it makes a difference what they're doing. They always strive to do their best and want to do their best. I had one incident with Savannah one time at a practice, and she was very discouraged. And we were at Alma, and when we got in the car, we drove for a while, and she was visibly upset. And I just looked at her and I said, "You can quit if you want to." And I said, she thought for a few minutes and she said, I'm not quitting. And that was it.
So what about over here with Jessica? Has she ever had those moms? I haven't ever seen it, but obviously you're shaking your head yes. So that must have been.
So like dance wise, like there was times where we couldn't, I mean, we didn't come in for some tumbling and stuff because she was getting burnout between softball and dance. But then she got back on track, and then I'm sure we're going to have it this summer too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you know, I just remind her, which one do you really like? And she decides from there. And then, you know, if she gets discouraged when she gets coached. And I'm just like, you know, if they didn't see something in you, they wouldn't say anything to you.
Right.
You just have to remember that if the coach is getting on to you, it's because they know you can do better and they see more potential in you. So
yeah, I can remember trying to convince all three of you to put your kids in competition, and all three of you had the whole like that I have every time with new dance moms. Oh my gosh, that seems so crazy. Like, what can you say about that fear of getting over that hump about whether or not you should be on, put your kids in competition dance? Anybody got any comments on that?
Well, I think that you just need to listen to the coaches. The coaches know when it's time. The coaches know where to put the girls. The coaches know where to challenge the girls. And you just really have to take your kids to a studio where you can have that trust in that they only want the best for your kids, as they only want the best for the studio. So it all works together. You just kind of have to shut your eyes and go with the flow.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I agree.
Yeah.
I just let, like with tryouts tomorrow, I just let you guys decide like what Jessica would be good at and just go from there. And like Annie was the first one. You're like, okay, we're putting Jessica and Annie, and competition is going to be in Overland Park. And I'm like, wait, what?
Do you remember the first time I bugged you?
Oh God. Yeah. Addie Solo. I was so nervous for her, but as a parent, you have to step out of your comfort zone to allow your kid to step out of theirs, or they're going to be afraid.
Yeah. So. It's been a very interesting, fun ride with these moms. I've really enjoyed the times that we've shared with them in the last couple of years, and hopefully they'll be around for many, many more. I'd like to see them be like my OGs are with the Diamond Company. I feel like they probably more than likely will. But do you guys have anything that you want to say specifically about the competition world? Things that you like, that you don't like? I mean, everybody loves to hear dance moms. Like, what's the reality of competition world? Anybody got any? Yeah.
All of our kids are striving to impress us and impress their coaches, and working together instead of apart, even if we are on separate teams. Don't sit there and teach your children to hate another team. Always encourage the other team, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's our children who are doing this work, and it's just for the love of the art and not to get a higher score than anybody else.
Yeah, what about for you guys?
I think it's interesting because, believe it or not, like the dance moms that you see on television, they do exist. although
they do for sure.
I'm not one of those, but, you know, I always tell my granddaughters, we're not going to be that way. We're going to kill them with kindness, because that's just not who we are. And I don't believe it has to be that way.
Well, we actually experienced some of that craziness this weekend at Top, and it wasn't Top that was involved. And I'm not going to say the studios that were involved, but there were teams that were taking our signs off of our locker rooms. You went through an experience in that locker room. Don't tell me the studio name, but tell me what happened.
I had a good experience and I had a bad experience.
Okay.
The bad experience was, like, my daughter was trying to get into the room and they were taking pictures. That's fine. We'll wait our turn. But they weren't being polite about it. And then my daughter was trying to walk out of the room and they literally had her pinned behind a trash can. And I said, excuse me. And she just stood there. And then I finally moved the trash can and I'm like, excuse me, my daughter's trying to get out. And then we had a really good experience, and I actually went and tried to talk to one of the coaches to let them know about their parent. So we were bringing food back, and obviously we couldn't bring food into the building, but we could in a small area. And she's like, oh yeah, I'll show you where it's at. And I'm like, oh, please do. And she showed us where it was, and that's where they were eating. They had coolers and everything there, which was really nice of her because she didn't have to. And I ended up coming and telling one of the parents, will you please let them know this woman, she was wearing one of your jackets. She let us here. She was so nice, and we didn't have that experience all weekend. And I just, please tell her that, you know, we appreciate that.
What about for you? Did you experience any craziness this weekend? I know you have in the past. Like, what's the craziest Dance Mom crazy story do you have?
I don't even remember. It's been so long. I kind of try to forget all those dramatic moms that are there.
Well, I think you find, too, that, you know, this year for Savannah was a successful first year as a soloist.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that can put you on a radar.
Yes.
Because kids that maybe she competed against that didn't maybe score as high or stand as high or get the opportunities, we're definitely learning that there are a lot of people that are not gracious losers.
Yes, yes. And I do have to say, I go out of my way when I'm at competition. And I love this vlog camera that I have, because it really does get people to ask me, like, what are you doing with that camera? And it gets people to actually, like, see me not trying to be, I guess, I'm not trying to like kiss people's rears. I've had people say that before, that I'm trying to be a kind of a kiss butt. But I literally am just going out of my way. If I see something that's really good, that I routine that I feel like it was just amazing, I'm going to go out of my way and tell those kids and those coaches, because I appreciate the amount of work. I know what the amount of work was to get to this point at that competition. So if I see something excellent, I'm going to applaud and hoop and holler just as loud as I do for my own kids, even if they're competing against us. That's just how I am. I don't know if you guys are the same way. Do you guys do that too? I mean, what were some of the routines that you really liked this weekend that weren't ours?
Well, I can't really tell you the names because we hours and watched them. But there were some really neat routines. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things. It doesn't make a difference how you do it or what sport or activity it is. You know, to get beat by someone that performs better, there's no shame in that.
Right.
There is no shame in that. They
right.
just did better than you did.
Right.
You need to work harder and get that opportunity.
Right. What about for you? Did you see anything that like was pizzazz on the stage for you?
There was a hip hop routine that I was completely impressed with. I think there was two. There was a Cardi B one, and then there was a pep rally one. The pep rally one. Was
oh,
really
you really
good.
Liked the pep rally one? Yeah, that one was pretty good too. Yeah, the hip hops were crazy this weekend, like crazy hard. I felt like I was almost a world star of hip hop. So for us to do as well as we did, it was awesome. How about for you? Did you see anything that really stuck out to you in a positive way from like the other studios or anything?
So I wasn't there, but for duets and trios, not sure on any positives, but I did like one of the, I believe it was a lyrical duet. It was very beautiful, and the way they presented it was a very good way.
Yeah, I actually, routines will sometimes move me to where I'll be crying on stage or I'm laughing out loud and stuff like that. And that's what ultimately for me, what I get a thrill of. I literally used to go to competitions when I didn't even have anybody there just to go sit and watch. And not because I was trying to like stalk out the competition, but literally because I enjoy watching dance. And that's what it is all for me. So rounding up today's little vlog about what it was like at competition, any greatest moments and highlights, I'm going to go one at a time for you guys at Talent on Parade this weekend.
For me, probably one of the highlights was that Savannah stood ninth out of 24.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Routines, and she also received
the Judge's Choice Award.
The Judge's Choice Award. I do have to say, though, that it is really, it's really good, even as a grandparent. The Diamond Company they've got so much knowledge to share with you, and it's really interesting being around them and hearing how they do things, and really gaining a lot from being around. They know what's going on. They've been doing it for years, and that's always, to me, I think that's a really, really good opportunity.
Right, right. What about for you?
Well, I mean, of course, I have to say, like, my daughter getting a diamond, but at the same time, watching the Diamond Girls on stage, they put me to tears, and my child wasn't even up there.
And you were like, oh, that's what I want Jessica to be like one day.
I bet. I was just so, like, moved by it. I was like, oh, my God, I'm crying again, and my kid's not even up there.
How about for you? What was the highlight for you this weekend?
Oh, just watching my Addison dance at one, you know, her last competition of the season. I mean, they did really well. I think they probably deserved better than what they got. And then at this competition, I kind of let her stand out and do what she wanted, you know, run around with the diamonds and the bigs, and get to see how a competition with them would be, being she's going to be a diamond next year.
Was that?
She said it was good. I mean, I was nervous because I didn't know where she was 24/7, but I stepped out of my comfort zone. She had fun, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, I have to say, for me, the highlight of the weekend was literally just seeing the camaraderie between the kids. You would think it would be the double diamond because that was pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. I love that moment. But the actual love between the kids, the big sisters and the little sisters, and just the team unity that was going on. And it wasn't like, oh, well, you're an emerald and you don't have any business hanging out with us, or you're just a little kid and I'm a high schooler. I mean, it was awesome. I absolutely love that about competition. And that's why I do what I do. And I've been doing it for over 20, 30 years now. So any last minute words that you guys want to say? Any like little shout outs, anything? No, no, no.
I'm just excited about next year.
Yes, so am I. Okay, well, that was it for today, live from Talent on Parade and live from the dance spot down here in Burlingame. I'm sitting on this wonderful weather. I'm really enjoying it. Make sure you check out our previous podcast that we did from our live with their kids at their last competition for their team groups. It was really a great vlog that we did, or podcast that we did, because it had our graduating senior, Chambry, and some great insiders from these big diamonds that are also our CITs. And don't forget to also check out our YouTube channel, where you can see this weekend's competition experiences and all kinds of stuff. And thanks again for joining me. We'll see you guys next week. Peace out. Bye.